You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, the Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill is before Select Committee. If passed into legislation, the bill will aim to address driving under the influence of impairing drugs with criminal limits. Thresholds would be put in place, which would see people receive a criminal conviction or an infringement and a fine, depending on the level of drug impairment. Under the bill, police would enact these thresholds with the power to conduct random roadside drug testing in a similar way that exists currently with alcohol testing. An expert panel has been advising the government on a number of impairing drugs, including prescription medications, cannabis, cocaine and MDMA, that would be included under the bill. I spoke to Leah Abraham, who is the CEO of NESA, No One Ever Stands Alone, a charity which promotes sober and drug-free driving and supports victims and their families. We discussed the bill and what impact this might have on New Zealand roads. Here is Leah. There is currently a drug driving amendment bill at Select Committee, which seeks to give police the powers to conduct random roadside testing for drugs in a similar way that already exists for alcohol testing and driving. Would you be able to speak to what this potential change might mean for our roads?
I think overall it will mean a significant, hopefully, safety on more safe our roads to be more safe. Quite long overdue. Other countries have had this for a couple of years now, the likes of Australia and other places in the Western world. And so it's really going to empower the police to be able to test for drugs accurately with drivers on our roads.
Why hasn't this been brought to the table until now, do you think?
Very good question. I think, you know, the stats of our road deaths on our roads could show, clearly demonstrates year on year that we really need to empower the police to have more technology to be able to keep our roads safer. And this is another way for our roads to be kept safer so that they can accurately test for drugs like they do with alcohol.
Now, I was doing some reading and there have been, over the last few years, there's been more testing as to how drug driving has been affecting our roads in a negative way. Do you think that introducing legislation like this will have a significant impact on reducing this harm?
I think over a period of time, it'll have a significant impact. I don't think we're going to see a significant impact initially, but over a period of time, as more police feel comfortable using the technology, they all have to get trained up to use it. But then on a longer term basis, it's going to be more widely used by the police, both in our rural areas, both in our cities all around New Zealand. So I actually think it will have a significant impact. It was like we saw years ago when the drunk driving limits came down significantly to 250 MCLs, that you can see over a period of time drunk driving has taken a decrease. But again, it's a long term, a long game, not a short game. And I think anything that we can do to help the police to keep our roads safer is a benefit for all of us, you know, on a long term basis.
There is a general understanding that there are issues with biases when it comes to the police and pulling people over on the side of the road and doing drunk testing. What do you think about introducing drug testing and whether those biases will continue to exist and then there'll be further issues between police and minority groups?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was probably like the best question I've been asked. It's a really good question. Look, all I can speak is from my experience, and we as a charity have ambassadors or volunteers who go out work with the police at their anti-drunk driving checkpoints. And as a charity, we reward people for driving sober. So, you know, based upon my viewpoint, I don't see the police targeting minority groups because every person at that checkpoint gets checked. And so if they blow with alcohol, they get pulled over. And if they don't blow with alcohol, they get rewarded by our charity. So, you know, that's a really hard question to answer because I don't see the day in day of what police do. But I think, you know, there's always room for improvement. There's a number of issues that I think we can do better at as a society and making sure that everybody feels equal and everybody feels valued. But I know from, you know, my personal experience being at the checkpoints, no one's getting favored and no one's getting let go. Everybody, you know, 99.9% of the time that we've been it with the police at the checkpoints, which has been over the last 4 years, almost every weekend or every second weekend consistently around Auckland, everybody gets checked without fail. And so then there would be no biases of who the police pull over because everybody gets checked at the checkpoint in their vehicles.
People would potentially be concerned that if it gives that power for police to randomly roadside check anyone for drug use as well as driving under the influence of alcohol, that potentially for people who have been on the negative side of that increases their concern about their feeling of safety and respect on the road, I guess.
Yeah, totally. And it probably just stands right from the police pulling somebody over, right? Where we see it when people have been breath tested or going to be breath tested. So I totally agree. Look, do we think the police are perfect, you know, without my CEO hat on? Probably not. But are we perfect? Probably not either. And so is there room for improvement? I think there is. And even just talking without my CEO hat on, I think over the last couple of years, particularly with the police, I've seen a real, a beautiful variety of new police coming in to be police. And we've worked quite a number of times at the checkpoints where it's new police or it's police who have only been a police officer for the last 2 years. And we see such a range of backgrounds, heights, gender, and just ethnic diversity that I think then that will help in the long term as well, right? Because I always, you know, we have that unconscious bias. I work in HR. So we have that unconscious bias. But as the police become more diverse as an organization, then that creates diversity in thought and in pulling people over and different judgments that people are making.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my view. I don't think it's a perfect organization, but
yeah.
Is anything perfect? No. But I think that the diversity of the new police coming in will really help to even make it more diverse and diverse of thought so that, you know, somebody who isn't a white male in his 50s pulls over a car, whatever, you know, they're going to have a different approach to that car potentially, is my two cents.
That was Leah Abraham, who is the CEO of NESA, speaking on the Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill. The government is calling for public submissions on the Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill. So if you are interested on reading more about the bill or making a submission yourself, head to www.parliament.nz and type in Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill. I will also say that Anika Moheed from the Wednesday Wire will be speaking to the New Zealand Drug Foundation about this bill tomorrow as part of our regular segment with the organisation. And just finally on this piece with NESA, I wanted to speak to Leah some more about the work that the charity does in the community. I began by asking Leah to explain NESA and what it does.
Yeah, so NESA stands for No One Ever Stands Alone. We're a charity organisation that started 5 years ago, and our mission is to prevent drunk and drugged driving across New Zealand, and we also support victims and their families. So one great volunteer opportunity that we've had with the police is that we partner with the police at their anti-drunk driving checkpoints, and we reward people for doing the right thing and driving sober. And then in addition to that, we support victims and their families. So if somebody has either been impacted by a drunk driver, been in a crash with a drunk driver, or they've lost a loved one, friend or family member, as a result of a drunk driving or drugged driving crash, we will send them a gift to let them know that we're thinking about them, that we care about them, and we acknowledge, you know, what has happened to them.
5 years is a short amount of time, but I'm sure you've seen a growth in community and connections into the community. How has that sort of changed over the last 5 years?
I've seen a real just growth of people wanting to be involved in our organization, which is great. We have, you know, we were hit by COVID last year, not able for the majority of the year to be out at the checkpoints. But, you know, starting off this year, and we're only in April, which is great, is that we have 12 volunteers with the potential of a few more coming on board to our ambassador program. And that's been really cool to watch. In 2019, we had 20 volunteers. So I see a real interest in the community getting behind this issue. Look, there's tons of issues people can get behind and volunteer with. But it's just been really positive to see the support of the community. We're wanting to launch an ambassador program down in Nelson. We're keen to do one in Wellington and just really wanting to grow it. And it's cool to see when people catch the vision. So I started the charity, but it's awesome to watch when other people catch the vision and want to be a part of it.
So again, that was Leah Abraham from NESA, No One Ever Stands Alone, a charity which promotes sober and drug-free driving.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.